Thank you, everybody.
Cynthia Nixon says the purpose of her visit was to hear from local stakeholders about Governor Andrew Cuomo's economic development policies and how to find a smarter approach.
The thing that I keep hearing from people today, as I heard from people in Syracuse, as I heard from people in Rochester, is that this kind of top-down economic development just doesn't work. It just doesn't work for the members of the community that need it most, particularly communities of color. They know that all this economic development money is being spent here, but they're just not feeling it.
Republicans have also blasted Cuomo's Buffalo Billion, saying it favors his higher-paying supporters. Nixon says disgust with political corruption is a bipartisan issue, but she vows to remain loyal to forwarding progressive causes. She believes her presence in the race is forcing Cuomo to lean more leftward, and she supports that. At the same time, she's accusing Cuomo, or at least his supporters, of forcing her to change venues twice.
We were supposed to be at a particular community center, and seems like the governor really didn't want us meeting there today, so we got bumped out, despite the fact that we were paying market rate for the space. The community center didn't feel like they could risk it.
Two community centers, she claims, were supposed to have her, then quickly pulled the plug. The Olivencia Community Center on Swan Street, one of the announced venues, did not return our calls, but Candace Moppins of the Delavan Grider Community Center did, and explained that as a 501c3 organization, they had to turn Nixon away.
We were approached. We were not told that it was a political event. When I asked further information regarding if it was a political event, we had to decline because of our nonprofit status.
While not speaking for broadcast, a Cuomo campaign contact categorically denied influencing any venues. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.